Dennis Fritz was living with his mother and an aunt in Kansas City, keeping busy by painting houses. He'd left Ada a few months earlier. His friendship with Ron Williamson was a distant memory. He hadn't talked to a detective in 4 years and had almost forgotten about the Carter murder. Late on the evening of May 8th, he was watching television by himself. He had worked all day and was still wearing his dirty painter's whites. The night was warm. The windows were open. The phone rang, and an unidentified female voice asked, "Is Dennis Fritz there?" "I'm Dennis Fritz," he answered, and she hung up. Perhaps it was a wrong number, or perhaps his ex-wife was up to something. He settled back in front of the television. His mother and aunt were already asleep in the rear of the house. It was almost 11:30. 15 minutes later, he heard a series of car doors slam nearby. He got up, barefoot, and was walking to the front door when he saw a small army of combat-ready troops, dressed in black and heavily armed, moving across the lawn. "What the hell?" he thought. For a split second, he considered calling the police. The doorbell rang, and when he opened the door, 2 plainclothes cops grabbed him, pulled him outside, and demanded to know, "Are you Dennis Fritz?" "Yes, I am." "Then you're under arrest for first-degree murder," one growled while the other slapped on the handcuffs. "What murder are you talking about?" Dennis asked, then had a quick thought. How many Dennis Fritzes are there in Kansas City? Surely they've got the wrong one. His aunt appeared at the door, saw the SWAT team advancing on Dennis, submachine guns aimed and ready, and became hysterical. His mother ran from her bedroom as the police entered the house to secure it, though when questioned they were unclear as to whom and what they wished to secure. Dennis did not own a firearm. There were no other known or suspected murderers on the premises, but the SWAT boys had their procedures. Just as Dennis was convinced he was about to be gunned down at the front door, he glanced up and saw a white Stetson hat moving his way. 2 nightmares from his past were approaching on the driveway. Dennis Smith and Gary Rogers happily joined the fracas, with shit-eating grins from ear to ear. "Oh, that murder," Dennis thought. In their finest hour, the 2 small-town cowboys had conned the Kansas City Fugitive Apprehension Unit into conducting the dramatic but senseless raid. "Can I get my shoes?" Dennis asked, and the cops reluctantly agreed. Fritz was placed in the back seat of a police car, where he was joined by an ecstatic Dennis Smith. One of the KC detectives did the driving. As they left, Fritz looked at the heavily armed SWAT boys and thought, how stupid. Any part-time deputy could have made the arrest at the local grocery store. As stunned as he was by the arrest, he had to chuckle as he noticed how dejected the KC police looked. His last image was of his mother, standing in the front door, with her hands over her mouth.